Yikity!
Howdy do!
And welcome to another episode of the Sport Girls Podcast. It's your boy, Wee.
And it's your main man, Trav. How's everybody doing today? I hope everything is all well.
And I hope everything is everything as well, my brother. How you doing, though?
Actually coming up on one of my most interesting and favorite days of the week.
Oh,
not Friday, but Thursday.
Why is it Thursday, dude?
Because Thursday is an extra payday for me on how I bet my tickets and make my money.
Thursday night football. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're right. You put a little extra unit on the football game. So you the guru, right?
Yeah.
According to the prophecy, bro, you the guru in football.
I'm not going to put my horn or nothing like that, but...
Hey, let's not be them dudes, man. Let's not be them dudes. But, yeah, as far as sport goes, man, like, life has been... Let's not say life. Business. Have been great. We have been making great strides. And we have a new partnership since the last time we've been on here. It was actually the night that we ended the episode that we... gained our new partnership, and we're now working with certain sports books to put in tickets for you guys. So basically, if you're running late to your wherever you go to put in your tickets on Sunday morning and the line is long and you know you're not going to get your ticket in on time, you need to hurry up and get a Sporting Goods podcast page on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Get to us as soon as possible so we can have some time to work on your ticket and get your ticket in to you. We possibly need just about no more than 5 minutes. We could do less than that if we're actually right in place. But, yeah, we could put in the tickets for you. As well as another service of ours is the $50 challenge. The $50 challenge is you investing into the Sporting Goods podcast. And your investment so far has helped us get to where we are right now. Working with those sports books and making the right connections that we can. Those investments are also helping us get the right resources and information that we need to be accurate with our picks and our cheat sheet. So once again, thank you guys. And if you want to invest into Sporting Goods, you can always invest. Just hit us up at any one of our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll let you know the handles right now. On Twitter, it's SGPodcast305. That's S as in Sam, G as in Goat, Podcast305. Instagram is Sporting Goods Podcast. And Facebook, Sporting Goods Podcast. You just got to search for it. And you know the logo already. Bro.
Yes, sir.
We are changing the culture of what they call it gambling. Do you not agree?
Yes, of course. I don't even say the word gambling anymore.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I say betting, but I'm not going to say the word gamble because...
Oh, nah, bro. Go ahead.
After a long day of... This is like a job for me, actually. After a long day of studying, because sometimes I don't go to bed till about 3 o'clock. And then I wake up a little bit early around 6, 7 o'clock. Just to make sure, you know, my lines are right and
information is correct.
Information is in order.
You don't know when Antonio Brown will get signed or get cut, bro. That's exactly. In the morning, man.
Exactly. So, you know, when it comes to this, you know, it's kind of a science to me. Like, I actually very good at math. And when you're good at math, you're good at money. I'm sorry to say. You know, that's
true.
And I just try to keep that trend online. And, you know, I work my dollars that way. I actually try to put certain friends and, you know, colleagues and, as well as new people onto this industry that we're now consuming and making a profit out of, and it's not that difficult if you're willing to learn. Because Wig, you were saying about it earlier. You were speaking on it earlier. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to understand. Rome wasn't built in a day. And you're going to take a few losses. But I'm going to let you speak more on it. Go ahead, Wade.
Right. So, yeah, like what Travis said, basically the word of the day, the word of this podcast will be coachable. Are you coachable? Are you coachable? at this time, you'll probably want to take out a pen and paper. So, because right after this segment, we're going to get into the pits and help you create tickets. But yeah, are you coachable? And what that means is simply as far as you might be great at picking teams and knowing who's going to win and who's going to cover the spread. You might be 13-3 every single day. But if you are putting all 16 teams on one ticket every single day looking for a lotto ticket, my friend, you are giving away money. You are. I'm sorry to say, you don't have the straight bet. You don't have the straight bet. You don't. You could do small parlays and raise the wage and raise the investment and make a profit weekly. Think about this weekly. Stop going for huge lotto tickets and you losing money going for these lotto tickets. And then when you win the lotto tickets, you don't even have the discipline to do the right things with that lotto ticket. You go splurging. You put one-fourth back into the book. You're trying to win another lotto ticket the next day. You go on Facebook, start showboating. Hey, this is what I do, man. I'm the GOAT. I do this, but you right back in the same spot. Just like the spinning wheel gerbils. No matter how hard you work, no matter how hard you run in that wheel, when you get off that wheel, you are still in the same spot. Only thing you did was just get in shape. Bragged about it. Got a couple of likes and shares, a couple of hearts. I'm telling you guys, you change your discipline. You get coached on how to handle your money. And gambling would be a new word for you. It'll be a new term. You can call it a sports investment. That's what we do. We are a sports investment firm, turned into a podcast, and now we're trying to help other people make their money. We don't sell tickets. We don't say, oh, we got the locks. We the gurus. No, we just have a system. And if we are winning 70% of our picks weekly, if we're winning 70% of our picks weekly, of course, if we're doing straight bets and very small parlays, 2-3 teamers, our profit is going to be something. We might not profit $1,000 in a week, but shoot, if we profit $80 in a week, we didn't lose money. Understand that. We didn't lose money.
And he's only giving you small numbers.
I'm giving you small numbers.
Because we do a little bit more than 80, but...
Let me tell you, see, this is what they don't understand, y'all. I'm giving them small numbers because I know for a fact that they don't have a bankroll. What they're doing is just betting bills, looking for weekend party money. If you are betting for weekend party money, how about use the bookie money to bet for to bet for weekend party money? Get what I'm saying? Instead of putting $100 of your bill money and saying, man, I hope this five team are winning so I can win $2,000. No. You don't need $2,000 for the weekend. What are you doing? Are you buying strippers and cocaine, my brothers? No.
Well, no. Some might be doing
some
that.
Of some of them are.
Some of them
office.
Might be doing it.
You know what I'm saying? Some of them in Queens. And yeah, I get it. But at the same time, man, you need to figure out what you're gonna do with your money so you know how you're investing your money. Every day, we are looking for profits, right? If it's a $5 profit or a $500 profit, we are looking for profits every single day. And every card is not a strong card. It's like, okay, you know what? Man, these lines, I don't know, man. All these teams, the good teams playing each other, all the sorry teams playing each other, I don't know who to go with. Shoot, we don't mind looking for other answers. Hey, do anybody know any picks? Do anybody know any information that we don't see? How are you studying?
Exactly.
It's being coachable. The smartest man told me, I'm not smart because I know everything. I'm smart because I know nothing. And I'm willing to learn everything. That's how you be smart. Be coachable. Go ahead.
Hey guys, do y'all know the guy named Kobe Bryant? Y'all know who that is, right?
I heard
you're familiar with him.
You're familiar with him, right? Yeah.
I believe everyone feels like he just got great because he never watched anybody. He just said, man, I can do this because I am Kobe Bryant. I got great because of myself. No, Kobe Bryant sat there and watched Michael Jordan for probably 16, 17 years of his life.
His whole teenage life.
So what do you expect? Him watching every move, every step, every... He's going to learn to become Michael Jordan. So now look at it this way. You gambling. You know nothing about gambling. You know nothing about lines. You know nothing about baseball, football, whatever sport you want to say. You know nothing about it. Why would you go into something blind, spending your own money, wishing on a prayer?
It makes no damn sense. It makes no sense.
You're just putting together, I like the color of this. Let me put this. Oh, this got the number 5 in it. Let me put, like, you're doing too much. Instead of sitting there and speaking with someone that actually probably been doing it for 5-10 years of their life, that's fully experienced in the, and I'm just going to speak in life. Yeah. Whatever you're trying to do in life. Why won't you sit there and be coached? Everybody is so busy.
Let me give another example about being coached, bro. You know, you have Johnny Manziel and you have Dak Prescott, and they came out probably, if not the same year, around the same time. Johnny Manziel won Heisman Trophy. He's all talented, but he would not take advice. He thought he knew life better than he did. Rather, you have Dak Prescott, quiet, laid back, want to learn. I heard about him in training camp, that his rookie training camp. He asked Tony Romo questions after questions after questions. Jason Garrett, questions, questions after questions. Management, questions after questions. It's not just about learning your position. It's about learning about everything and about the business.
Learning the business.
Learning everything about the business. I don't care how talented you are. Talent do not win you championships. Talent do not make you successful. If your talent cannot be coached, if you have no discipline with that talent, you will not make it.
And you want to know what's crazy, Wig? You want to know what's crazy? You
what
just
was that?
Said he does not win championships. And you want to know, I probably watched 7 interviews from each different football team where 5 players said that same, 5 losing team players said that same thing. Oh, talent is not going to get you to the promised land. Being able to put the talent together and coach and putting it together will get you there.
Man, you got to work at this, man. And you know what's crazy, dog? It's an ego thing. People with talent be like, man, shoot, I can do this by myself. I don't need your help. And I don't care how much money I'm making by myself. If another dude is saying, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm making about $300 a day doing this. And I'm making $1,000 a day. I'm still going to fool with doing $300. Hey, what you doing? I'll do a little investment. Just do it for me too, bro. All right, yeah. I make you $300 a day and make $300 a day. He got the background that said that he's making $300 a day. He got the paperwork. He's transparent, just like we're transparent.
You're going to make $300 a day. Yeah.
I'll make you an extra $300.
You're going to win. You're going to win. And the crazy
Let
part
my money
is,
work for it.
Yeah. And I tell everybody that speaks to me personally or even in the DMs, I tell them, listen, nothing's guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed.
I always hear that word in the DM. Is this a for sure, for sure?
What happens if I lose? You know what happens if the game lose. You lose.
But
Don't put all your money on one game.
Exactly. And I always say that. I say, listen, you want me to give you a parlay? I can give you a parlay from my knowledge of the 3 best I feel.
That's all
and
we
I
can
always
do.
Say, and I always say what I believe, what I think, what I feel, or who... What I say that because I'm not there in Houston with the Astros, I'm not in Oakland with the Athletics to see who's limping and see who's having his wife
I
is calling him.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
We can only go by the stats, bro.
Exactly.
We can only go by the stats. Nobody had any idea that KD was going to go down in round 2. They didn't know.
I did.
But I bet I did the under.
I did the under on the point. Even though he scared me because he was looking real good. I was like, damn. Then I went through
it. I'm talking about in round 2. Nobody knew he was going to get hurt. But I bet before the playoffs started, everybody had money on Golden State to win the playoffs and win the championship. But things happen. We can't. Only thing we can do is just put you in the best position. if you look at the record and the transparency of our pages and our accounts, our record shows we don't really have losing days. We don't. We probably have 2 or 3 losing days a month. And yeah, you got 27, 28 days of just straight betting, you know there's going to be a profit. I mean, I would take that chance. But still, you got, I want to parlay, man. Hey, I need your 4 best team. Bro, we not that. I need your 4 best team. And you know what, hey, you know what else funny? In our $50 weekly challenge, in our $50 weekly challenge, we have 15% men, 85% women. In our $40 investment suggestion, 100%, oh, no, today changed. Before today, yeah, yeah. It was 100%
it's 66% ladies.
Today it was 60% ladies.
Today?
For the whole week we did, 3 days this week. For 3 days, it was if you're going to do the whole thing,
all
it was
women,
about,
yeah.
about 90% women. Because today changed the outcome. It was a couple of more men. After it was like, okay, you know, the ladies said it is okay, so I'm listening to... I wish that men had egos like ladies, because ladies just want to win.
Ladies just
want to
win.
Dudes are like, hey, no, I can do this myself. He ain't smarter than me. I can do this myself. If you know you're losing, don't just take that advice. I don't want your lady. I got a beautiful wife. Hey, yeah, bro. Hey, that rhyme, bro. Hey, you heard that? You heard the skill?
I ain't studying you, man.
he's not
lying though. Like, and I always tell men, oh, you can do it. You can do it yourself. If you can do it yourself, you don't have to tell me you can do it yourself. Show me. So
exactly.
I'm very coachable. If you can do it yourself and you doing good and you doing good 5-6 days out of 7 days, I'm coming to you. Hey, bro.
Please let me know.
I don't care if you tell the world, oh, there any sporting good dude came to me. Listen, man. I can learn from the janitor as well as I can learn from the CEO. It's nothing different to me. I had to be taught that, and I'm not even gonna lie. Wig, kind of. I ain't trying to make him sound like he did something. Like Wig had to remind me. He had to let me know, because you know sometimes.
I thought
Scottie Pippen was better than Jordan.
Yeah, like you know, sometimes. Ego want to make sure that I'm put on humble. Nah, man, go ahead and tell the boy the truth. I told you a little
something. Listen, sometimes Jordan got to listen to Scottie Pippen. It's understood. It's understandable. Wig told me when was the last time I did, I just won a 5-team the other day, but he said, when was the last time you did a 6-8 teamer? 6-8 teamer and it hit for you. And I actually, like, listen, guys, I don't throw away my tickets. So I legit have my tickets saved in a drawer, and all my picture tickets on my phone saved in my it's all in a whole little photo booth. I actually went through all of them. I'm like, damn. You want to know the last time I won? Almost 2 years ago. Almost, I want to say about 450 days ago.
Hey, hold on, Charlie. Let me cut you off. That doesn't mean that he's not good at what he do. He's just not good at putting in tickets. But he's still making money now because he changed the process.
And that's the thing. All I knew what I had to do was, all right, every time I did a 6-8 teamer or 10-teamer or 12-teamer, I had to
cut it down.
I went through it and I had to see, okay, if I cut it down to 4. This would have won. If I cut it down to 3, this would have won. These would have won. These would like I legit had to cut my mind. I cut my mind down. That's what I call it. I cut my mind down. You're like, your brain is gonna think at 100 miles per hour. That's what it's meant to do. So yeah, you're gonna be looking at these teams and you're gonna be looking, oh man, they good. They gonna win. Dude, they good. They gonna win. Ooh, man, they better than them. Ooh. Yeah, you're going to see 18 that you feel like is better than their opponent. So why don't you pick 3 out of those 8 that you know are extremely better than their opponent
and
better your chances?
That's all you got to do. That's all it's about, chances. Because, listen, those 3 teams, if your whole ticket would have hit, that means those 3 teams are automatically hit. And you're like, man, dog, I should have put the whole ticket on. That means that 3-10 hit and you won money. Don't be upset about winning money. Yeah. Don't cry about don't cry about wish money. I don't get that. I don't understand. If somebody helped you win money, what $400, and then the next time you went, you put in a $40 investment, and then you lost, you're like, man, I need that money back because I need it. Don't invest nothing that you can't afford.
That means
you are in bill money. If you are in bill money, you can't afford to invest right now. Mm-hmm. Wait till you get paid and start your bankroll over. And if you can grow your bankroll, you know you can. If you can grow your bankroll right, one day a week, you can use a unit to gamble. One unit. If you usually bet at $20, 18, if you turn those $20 to like one teams and stuff, one day in a week, you can say, you know what? I want to do $20, 18. Just want to try it. Because even if you lose, you will make up that one unit later on in the day with the rest of your picks. That's the lesson for the day. Be coachable, y'all. We're going to come back to y'all with the second segment. Make sure you have your pens and paper. So Chad going to throw down a pick. I'm going to help you guys out as possible to get a little, you know, for sure, 2-teamer parlay, maybe 3-teamer parlay. We'll be back.
And we're back. All right. So back to our segment. Well, my segment. And I call it Lines and Spreads.
Yeah, I'm going to do some special shit. Go ahead, bro.
So, yes. All right. First, we're going to hit it off with college football, guys. I hope you got your pen and paper or pencil.
Please,
if you like to erase. You know, I don't want you guys hitting me up on Thursday, Friday, and say, hey, what's your picks? Because if you listen, if you sit and tune in like everybody else, you will have your picks.
And then another thing, if me and Trav like going against each other on a pick, like don't pick one side and then that one side lose. Like, y'all told me this. Like, if you trust us that much, just fade the pick and we're not on the same page. That's what
exactly.
We do on the, yeah, like just fade it.
Yeah, me and listen, and Wiggs, and it'd be plenty of time we'd be like, oh man, I like these boys. And I'd be like, man, I like them points, man. You like them boys, I like them points. I know y'all seen on every now and then you'll see him pick the team to win the game, and I'll pick the points on the other team. That's not saying they cannot cover those points and lose the game.
That's not.
You understand? So what we're trying to get you to understand, if you like the team that Wig like, go with it. If you like the team I like, go with it. But if you on the fence and Wig like
just
that team and I like
podcast
that team
to work as a whole, just fade it.
That was my last thing. If you in the middle of it and Wig on one side, I'm on one side. Just let that go. Like don't force. What we're telling
it's
you
so
is not
many,
to force your
it's
hand.
So many. It's so many events you can invest in. You don't have to go with one. And I know
exactly.
The thing is, like, you have to eliminate yourself from the emotion of these games. Everybody want to bet on Alabama games and Clemson games because everybody think they know so much about Alabama and Clemson. They're just highly publicized. They're highly marketed. So you're always hearing about them. So since you're always hearing about them, they're on your head to say, hey, shit, I'm betting on games today. I'm investing in games today. I might as well invest in Alabama and Clemson because they've been on my mind all week because I've been watching ESPN all week.
All week. And that's all you see.
Just look for another investment. Look for another investment. If you're not on the ropes, if you have to ask 50 other people, hey, man, what y'all think? And then do a poll? No. That's not how you invest. Don't do that. Stop. Find somebody who's good at it.
That's what we call risking. You're risking.
You just in the thrill of it. No. That's what I call a drug. See?
Yeah.
You got drug dealers who's out there, lacing up their stuff, giving it to you just once you be addicted, so you come back as an addict. And then you have actual holistic healers, that's planting something just for you, and your need and your anxiety, and making you just calm down just a bit and cope with the world. So, hey, stop! Don't be an addict. Don't be a gamble addict. Understand it's investments. Find something.
We got a place for you there too. If you're an addict and you have an issue,
1-800 a minute.
Yes, you can always tell us in the hey, I think I'm addicted. I've been losing every day. I don't know.
And we'll talk to you.
We'll talk to you and send you to the right places.
Yeah, but true.
Back to the picks, guys.
For sure.
So for the first game that I'm more so looking at, and this game starts on Friday, so it'll be a day from now.
All right.
I'm looking at Duke at Virginia Tech, and the points is favorable for Virginia Tech, so Duke gets 2.5 points. I'm picking Duke. I like Duke because they have a nice defense, and Virginia Tech showed us that, you know, a two-star team could keep up with them. So it's kind of, you know, letting us know Duke, they're not a great team, but they're one of the higher colleges, and they're going to give...
They're a disciplined team.
Yeah, they're disciplined. So they're going to give Virginia Tech a run for their money. So I'm betting with Duke and those 2.5 points. Next game I'm going to do is Air Force versus San Diego State University. It's 19 points for Air Force, and I'm going to take those 19 points. San Diego State University, do you know who those guys are? Exactly. So just
the Aztecs, man.
Just go with the winning team, because Air Force is no joke this year.
But is Air Force home or they're away?
They are home. They are at home. And it's 19 points. So... They're going to likely beat them by 21 points, guys. So, go with the home team. The next game I'm going to do, that game was also Friday, if I didn't get
it. So, hold on. Air Force is the favorites? They favored by 19, or they...
They're favored. You know? They're favorites by 19.
Oh, so, wow.
Okay. Yeah. The next game I'm going to do is also Friday, folks. So, I'm going to go, it's Arizona State University versus California. It's 4.5 points favorites for Cal. And a little insider about this game, they have ex-NFL head coach in Arizona State University that held they was ranked last week about 13, I believe. Michigan State, they held them under 20 points. Michigan State. Now they're playing Cal, a team that often is quite a little bit non-existent, a little bit. It's just a little bit. You know, you don't know what you're going to get out of them kids. So I have two situations you can do. You can either go with the under, which is 41 points.
Yeah.
Oh, 40.5. It all depends on where you're looking at. Or I'm going to go with the plus points at Arizona State.
All right.
All right. All right, guys. So I'm going to start off with the Saturday games. The first Saturday game we're going to talk about today is I actually have five teams on Saturday that are undefeated against the spread this year. So you guys actually please take a listen, and you don't have to parlay these teams. You can just, you know, single bet or two team or whatever you feel comfortable with.
What's
The pick is it is Northwestern at Wisconsin. And the line is 24 points favored in Wisconsin's way. Yes, Wisconsin is actually undefeated against the spread this year, and they're undefeated against the spread at home. Wisconsin, I don't see them keeping up with these boys. Michigan couldn't keep up with these boys, so... If Northwestern could do it, that would be amazing, but I highly doubt it. So, Wisconsin, take the 24 points and run with that. let me see here. The next game I'm going to speak on is Oklahoma versus Texas Tech University. All right, so Oklahoma is favored 27 points. And they're at home. Against the spread, Texas Tech is defeated. They haven't won against the spread all season.
Mm. But how they've been favorites every game? That's something we need to know.
They were underdogs last week, and they were underdogs the week before. The first week of the season, they were favorites.
Okay.
So, with Oklahoma, just Jalen Hurts, he's the man right now. He's the man right now.
You gonna choose Tua over me?
I can find me a team anywhere, Playboy.
They're at home right now. They're 1-1 against the spread, and the last one is because they took them out at the end. But go with Oklahoma this week. They're gonna cover. Let me see here. I'm not gonna give you guys Michigan. What I'm gonna say about Michigan, they gave up on Harbaugh last week. So I want to say bet with them. I say bet against them. That's my sidebar. But I'm gonna continue to my next pick. I'm gonna give you guys. All right, Alabama versus Ole Miss. Yes, I know you guys. Oh yeah, Alabama. When they play against Ole Miss, the last few years with the spread, we're not going to just say the team alone, with the spread, Alabama has a hard time against Ole Miss.
Oh yeah?
Yes, with the spread. So now, the spread today is 35.5 points.
That's a lot of money, boy.
That's a lot of money.
You think they got the capital?
I'm going to give you guys the trends for the last few times they played against the spread.
Okay. Against the spread.
I'm just waiting on my list to load. I'm sorry. So
in the meantime, let me just put in a couple of plugins. Remember, Twitter, SG Podcast 305. Instagram, Sporting Goods Podcast. And then Facebook, you search Sporting Goods Podcast. And those are our social media handles. And you can find all of our services on all of our handles. You can ask us any question, anytime. We'll answer as soon as we can. Go ahead.
All right, guys. So the last seven games against the spread versus Ole Miss, Alabama is 2-5.
Whoa. Wowzers. No, blow me down.
So I know there's going to be a lot of you fans out there. Oh, Alabama's going to whoop their boo, 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 boo. Yeah, I'm sure they are going to whoop them, but not by 35.5 points. I don't see that. All right, so that's one of my picks, folks. Ole Miss with the 35.5 points. You also have today, Saturday, I apologize, Clemson at University of North Carolina. The spread is Clemson is favored 26.5 points. On the road, they're 1-0 against the spread. Their last 10 on the road, their last 4 on the road against the spread, they're 3-1. I like them to cover this 26.5 points versus North Carolina. North Carolina is on a down year, and I believe the young kid has woken up, and Etienne is going to have a ball of a game. So take Clemson with those points. All right. So I have here. Now this game here, you guys really take a look at. Florida is playing Townsend, and it's 33 points. Take the 33 points with Florida. They're the favorites. Take those 33 points because they're playing a smaller college, and I like for them to blow it out the water from the jump.
That's true.
All right, so that's number four and my last pick of college football, guys. UCF. I know they let us down last week.
I know they let us down last week.
Hey, boy, they had me throwing a house on them.
I know you guys are extremely upset. Listen, we all lost
money on unit play.
We all lost money on UCF last week. We all did. It wasn't just Wig. It wasn't just me. The whole entire world, I want to say, lost money betting with UCF last week. All right, it's time to get our chins off the ground and our hands out our laps, okay? They're favorites by 43 points.
Wowzers.
Yes, it sounds good.
What are they playing, Northwestern boys, bro?
Pretty much, they're playing UConn.
Okay. So, that makes sense. Home or away?
They're at home. They're at home playing UConn, guys. UConn is not a good team at all. UCF, of a loss, which they rarely do. They lose once every 2 years, I believe, or something like that.
Well, they lost once last year, and they lost once this year. So,
well, now they're stopping the trend now. So,
yeah, they were undefeated the year before. Go ahead.
After a lost game, they whoop teams' asses. They whoop their asses. Now they're playing a UConn team that is only known for basketball. I don't even know why they have a football team. But yeah, they playing a UConn team that is not going to be prepared for the horror UCF is about to unleash on them because of the loss last week. Go with UCF and those 43 points.
All right.
I like UCF to score well into the 50s, 60s. I like them to have a lot of points this week.
You like to be another FAMU game?
Sure. Probably so. All right. So that's enough for college football with me today. Another one.
Give us three for NFL, so we get some parlays in.
Three for NFL. Oh, I was gonna sidebar one more. Ohio State, 17.5 points against Nebraska at Nebraska. You can take Ohio State, but let's go to the NFL. All right, with the NFL. I actually had five teams only, Wig. I know you wanted just three. I just wanted to get these five out because, you know, it's gonna be. It's actually a good week for NFL. You know, it's really. I'm not gonna say it's predictable, but it's actually a good week. All right, Thursday night, which is tonight's game. It's Philly versus Green Bay at Green Bay. Green Bay is favored by 4. Man, you playing with your toolie over there, man. You constantly.
I'm writing down my notes, so you know I see what you're picking.
I'm trying to be prepared.
Thank you.
I hope everyone else is.
Hey, boy. Come on, boy. You talk to me every day. You know how I get about this, man. I get real serious,
I'm sorry.
This money, man.
I hope everyone is taking Wigs. You know, following Wig's ways and writing it down.
You know how I am about this money, boy. Go ahead.
So with the Thursday game, Green Bay versus Philly, Philly are depleted at the receivers. Their receiving core is really depleted. And Green Bay's defense is playing lights out right now. And it's Aaron Rodgers. Do I need to say more, folks? You can money line that game. You can run line that game. But I preferably will money line it just for the fact that, you know, they might – they still have time. Oh, D-Jack is going to come back or Alshon Jeffrey is going to come back. So I'm going to money line it. But
is that,
if
is,
they
is
don't
– home?
Green Bay is at home. If they don't come back, you can run line that game. I feel.
Yeah. All right, who else you got?
Excuse me. Baltimore versus Cleveland. Cleveland defense is playing really good right now, but it seems like the coaching staff is on confused with the talent he has on offense. Baltimore is not confused that they have the next Michael Vick. So, money line, Baltimore at home. It's a 7-point spread for Baltimore, their favorite, but money line that game, Baltimore at home. I believe that spread is going to change. It's probably going to go down a point, I feel like it's going to go down a point or probably go up a half a point, but it's not. It's going to stay within that range of 6 points to 7.5. Go with Baltimore. If you can't run line, if you can't money line it because the lines have changed, take the run line. You have Carolina visiting the Houston Texans. Cam Newton remains hurt. He still has a high ankle sprain. He's not playing this game. And last week, Kyle Allen, the rookie, I don't believe he's a rookie, but the quarterback for Carolina, he did really good against Arizona defense that's a little aged and, you know, still working the kinks out. Now they're going against a Houston Texans defense that is probably not the top five as it was the year before, but it's still a very good defense. I don't like the young kid to do what he did the week before. The spread is 4.5 points for the Texans. They're favorites, as I did say. You can take those points because Deshaun Watson is going to ball his A off. So you take those points against Houston, with Houston.
All right. Nice points. That's a nice booty on that one.
I will not speak on the Miami Dolphins and the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm not going to leave that game alone because, yeah, I'm just going to leave it alone. It's 16 points. I know it's a lot of Dolphin fans listening to this. Do what you please with that game, guys. I'm not going to speak on it. I'll leave it alone. But I will stay in your division, though, Dolphins. It's the New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are 7-point underdogs. Do you guys want to know, really, really want me to go over this game? Buffalo Bills paid three teams that are within the range of 18 to 30 in the league. New England played caliber teams other than the Dolphins. They played pretty well teams. And they're the New England Patriots. They are going to blow the Buffalo Bills out of the water. Tom Brady doesn't lose to the Bills that often. Out of his whole career, he lost to the Bills 3 times. It's not going to start on Sunday, folks. Take New England with those 7 points. If you want to money line it, you money line it because if you worry or you're a little weary and worried about that, oh man, I don't know. Money line New England Patriots. Don't even play that.
New England at home?
No, they're away.
They're away, okay.
Just if you feel like you don't trust them because they're not at home, they're away, money line the game. But I'm going to run line the game. I'm trying to maximize my capital. Because I feel like they're going to blow them out of the water. All right, the next game I'm going to choose.
It's the last one, right?
I did 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I could do one more. Well, I'm going to do one more. I'm going to give them a bonus. All right, so the game I am choosing, it's the Oakland Raiders visiting the Indianapolis Colts. Yes, the Colts has shocked us all. They have a quarterback. Wow, who knew? Oh, well, Jay Wig knew. Wig knew. So, they have a quarterback. The Oakland still doesn't know what they have. A lot of Oakland players are injured on the defense. The Raiders are 7-point underdogs. Money line the Colts to win this game. All right. And the two sidebars that I wanted to give you guys. All right. You can also take KC money line against the Detroit Lions. They're visiting Detroit and they're a 6.5-point favorite. Just money line it because Detroit is actually playing very well this year. And we, even though we know Patrick Mahomes is in the running for MVP again, they playing against a good Detroit team this year. You can also take the over for that game. It's 54 points, 54.5 points. Stafford is playing very well with his offensive core, and Patrick Mahomes is playing lights out. So you can take the over for that game. And the other sidebar I wanted to give you, the Jacksonville Jaguars is visiting the Denver Broncos. Denver is 3.5-point favorites. And sorry to say, the rookie in Jacksonville is playing really pro-like. He's not panicking in the pocket. He's actually getting the ball on point to these receivers. And his defense is playing lights out. Denver does have a lights out defense, but they're not playing up to par. They're not playing up to their standard. They are home, though. So things might change, but I still feel Jacksonville will cover this 3.5-point spread.
Jaguars are favorites or underdogs?
Jaguars are underdogs. So they're going to cover that 3.5 that they gave them.
Y'all like them to win, though, right? Do you?
Don't. You see, you trying to play that fan shit.
No. Asking you, do you like them to win? I'm taking notes, man. Do you like them to win?
Listen, I'm with the Minshew Mania. He's going to pull this one out his a-hole. He's going to win the Jaguars game.
And they're at home?
They are away. Yes, sir.
4 o'clock game or 1 o'clock game? It's gotta be a four o'clock game.
It's a 4 o'clock game.
All right. That was a long list. We're gonna get through it. Friday, you say you like Duke plus 2.5, Air Force minus 19, and Arizona plus 4.5. If I had to do a parlay, if I'm forced to do a parlay, I will do Arizona plus 3 points and Air Force. Arizona plus 3 points and Arizona under plus 7 points. That's why I will go with Friday. Saturday, if I had to choose, you say you like Wisconsin minus 24, Oklahoma minus 27, Ole Miss plus 35, Clemson minus 26, Florida minus 33, UCF minus 43, and Ohio State minus 17. These are huge spreads, which makes me think that the bookie, the odds makers, are trying to plan something with these games, knowing that they're high-profile games. All right. So, Wisconsin, I know you mentioned them blowing Michigan out. I think Michigan only got their rankings simply because their name is Michigan and their coach is Jim Harbaugh. I don't think they're good at all. I think Northwestern is way better than Michigan. I ain't going to have to fade that game. I would not bet on it. I'm just saying I didn't want people to put a high rage on it because I don't believe that spread is that easy. However, Wisconsin is showing all of a sudden they can play offense. They might be that deal if you want to lean more towards it. Oklahoma, I love that game. I love it at the half. They have yet to fail us at the half.
Ole Miss versus Alabama. I agree with Trav with that plus 35 points. However, it's still Alabama. We know the type of talent Alabama have. If they want to be mean, we have no idea to know if Nick Saban is going to be mean and play his starters throughout the whole game and put their foot on the throat. So I stayed that game. I never go against gangsters like that unless I need to. Clemson minus 26. Of course, I'm taking that at a half. But the game seems like it's as the easiest possible as well. Florida minus 33. I will take that at the half. I will not take the game. UCF minus 43. I will take that at the half. I will not take that at the game. Ohio State minus 17. I will take that at the half. And at the game. Let me put a ticket together for Saturday if you need me to. Oklahoma at the half. Clemson at the half. You could put a double unit on that wager. Or you could split it up and straight bet both of them and put double units on both of them solo. I like those two games a lot, especially at the half. If I had to make another ticket, it would be Florida at the half and Ohio State at the half. And then I would put a one unit on that two-teamer. Sunday game. Let's go. He said you like Green Bay. As the favorites, you like Baltimore as the favorites, minus 7, but you want to money line it. Houston minus 44 and a half, they at the crib. New England minus 7, they away. Oakland plus 7, you don't like them. You like Indianapolis with the points, right? You said, or
money line.
KC at Detroit, you like them with the points. Jacksonville, you like them with the points plus 3.5. All right. Green Bay, Philly. Philly is still that team. I do not like to go against people who are still that team unless they let us know they are done for that year. I'm going to fade that Philly and Green Bay game. But I do think Green Bay, as of right now, is the better squad. I do think that defense have improved. I don't know how with subtractions, but they improved somehow. I guess they may. I haven't seen their game, so I don't know what their game plan has been. If it's like more run heavy or play action, but that's that. Just fade it if you want to go with me. Baltimore, I like the money line. However, even though Cleveland haven't showed up, this is a division game. This counts for the playoffs. They are at the crib. They need a signature game. This could be one of those games they try to sneak out. Baltimore is at home. We're going Baltimore money line. after everything else I said, Cleveland could still try to steal this. However, I am very confident that Baltimore will win at home. I am not taking those points, though, however. If you want that against the spread money line, and what I mean by that is you want some points and you want, you know, your money line to be minus 120 instead of being what it would be if you just go with the game. I would take Baltimore at the half. They have proven themselves to be efficient at the half. But on the other hand, Cleveland have done the same thing as well. Houston at Carolina at Houston. Houston run line, Houston money line, Houston half. I think all of those are good bets. New England at Buffalo. Even though I think New England is by far the most disciplined team in the NFL, the most efficient team in the NFL. I know they have troubles with Buffalo as far as just playing against them. They usually win, but there are some seasons where Buffalo just they just have their number and they make it a hard-fought game. New England money line, if I had to say drop your house on it, I'd say drop your house on New England. Money line, that means that they only have to win the game. And that line might go a little higher before game day, which will take you out of the money line status for certain sports books, unless you have one of those online sports books. You can still money line, but it won't be worth much. But New England money line is the play they're definitely going to win this game, in my opinion. Oakland at Indiana. If I had to lean to anything, it would be Indiana money line and also Indiana first half. It's definitely Indiana first half. If I had to lean anything, Indiana first half money line. KC money line against Detroit. However, D
Detroit is trying to prove something, so maybe they might squeeze something out. If I just have to go with my gut, KC money line. Jacksonville, +3.5 against Denver. At Denver, Denver is a different team at home. However, they're still tripping. I would take the game under at the half. I don't even know the spread. I see this being 9 points at the half, 17 to the most. And I know the spread will be at least to 19, 23 to the most. If I have to make a parlay ticket, the safest parlay that I see, the safest parlay that I see would be New England money line, KC money line, Indianapolis first half, drop one unit on it. If I'm going for money and safe, I'm going Houston first half, New England first half, Indianapolis first half, KC first half. Drop a half a unit on it just to be safe and don't make it a gamble. It'll still be an investment. And that's our picks for this second segment and for this week, this weekend. Please, if you did not write it down, rewind it, write it down, because I know if you try to say, oh, I'll just listen to it on Sunday. Sometimes you wake up too late because you party on Saturday night. Listen, we're trying to get you guys to make some money. Write this stuff down and write down notes on the side of it so you know if you need to fade it because you see something else, fade it. You know you need to put an extra unit on it because you seen something that goes along with what I said or what Trav said. Put an extra unit on it. We'll be back with the social media topic.
And we're back. And now we're going to get into our social topics. There's a lot of stuff going on with a couple of people in the world today.
True.
We're going to start off with my friend in Jacksonville, Jalen Ramsey.
You love putting your team on this show. Nobody cares about Jacksonville Jaguars. Hey.
Well, we care about Jalen Ramsey today.
That's true. Everybody care about that dude. Go ahead.
Jalen Ramsey has now demanded a trade request out of Jacksonville before the last week's victory.
Right.
All right. Monday started. He was sick.
Right.
Tuesday commenced. His back is hurting. We don't know what's wrong with this guy.
Right.
What we do know is he wants out of Jacksonville.
I think so.
And coach made it a laughable situation in his, you know, interview in practice. He laughed it off. He's like, oh, we don't know. He just started having back spasms. All of our guys have back spasms. You know, what can we do? We just know we're just going to treat him when he gets in the office. Coach, the owner even came out and said they don't want to let him go. And Jalen Ramsey, you are currently on a 2-year rookie deal. Play football, man. They'll get rid of you when it's time to get rid of you, man. Like, listen, you are a very valuable piece to a championship-winning team. So Jacksonville is not going to take a second-round pick for you. They want two firsts. I want fucking three. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You just need to get it together, man. Like, I get it. Then it also came out, you know, he's birthing a new daughter. All right, so yeah, now you have all the time. It's nothing but the greatest joy to see a baby come into this place we call Earth. Good. As long as you playing football Sunday, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to be respectable. Make sure your baby come here safe. And make sure you're on that football field on Sunday, sir. You still getting paid to do this. Do your job until they trade you. That's all I got to say about you in that situation. What you got to say about him, Wig?
Hey, Jalen, man, I commend you for knowing your worth. You see how people change. Just the other episode ago, Trav was saying how much he commended AB for doing what he did to get the hell up out of there.
And now
and I still
no
listen. Hey,
no, 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 I let you talk. Hey, I ain't gonna interrupt. I ain't gonna interrupt.
Go ahead.
And now all of a sudden
I'm gonna speak on it.
Now all of a sudden it's the best player on the on his sour ass team. On his garbage ass team. Oh man, you need to just play football. Man, you getting paid to play. You getting paid. Hey, bro, you know what you want. You know what your word, bro. You told this company, hey, this is what we need. We trying to win. I'm tired of losing. I'm putting all my hard effort into us losing. No. If you ain't going to get this team better, get me off this team. What else? I just use my rights. You can't say that I'm not sick. You can't say that I'm not hurt. Bro, every football player hurt. Just like every player could be a holding on the offensive line, every football player is hurt. Know your work, bro. You don't want to be there, don't be there. You got some money.
Okay.
You got money. Now, go ahead.
Let me speak on the AB situation. I still commend AB. I still commend AB for doing what he did. I still commend him for knowing his worth. I still commend him for taking a stand. And I still commend him for, you know, certain moves he made.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't commend him on, AB, you just...
This ain't got nothing to do with AB, honey.
I still got to tell.
No, you trying to take out the fact that
AB is in my segment, though.
Okay.
AB.
So,
wait till you bring up AB. We talking about Jalen Rose.
I'm still going to talk about
Jalen. Wait till we get to AB.
All right, well, Jalen.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you know you're on the contract. If you want to be traded, I get it. You want to be traded. But until you get what the team needs, a sufficient amount of players and picks for a man of your caliber, you are the best cornerback in the league. The best. So why would I trade you to the Kansas City Chiefs or the New England Patriots when I know I'm going to be picking 29, 30,
and you got a good point. You got a good point from an organization standpoint. At the end of the day, you cannot say anything negative about Jalen Ramsey because he wants out. He gave his all. The front office did not give their all. He wants out because he wants something else with his life that he owns his life.
No. And you know what's the problem? It's not the coaching staff. It's not the players. He has a problem with Tom Coughlin. But you know, Tom Coughlin,
ownership.
Tom, he's not an owner. Tom Coughlin is
president.
He's calling the shots. But
he's owning the operations of it. He's owning the operations.
But what I'm saying, the owner above him being the president is saying to the media itself, I don't want Jalen. I love Jalen. I want him to stay. I want to give him the biggest contract he can possibly get.
Of course. I bet Jalen was garbage. They wouldn't say that. They'll just trade him. But they only love him. They only love him because they can get something from him. Come on, bro.
That's true.
Come on, bro. It's some dudes who in a relationship only because they ain't got nowhere to stay. And the only girl who will take him is the girl who doesn't let him stay with him.
That's true.
Yeah. So, come on. Don't give me no owner. That's what the owner said. The owner going to say what he got to say to keep his assets and to keep his commodities. He don't care nothing about what Jalen Rose want and feel and how unhappy he is with Jacksonville.
You call him Jalen Ramsey. Rose.
I keep doing it. My fault, bro. Jalen Ramsey. So, hey, Jalen Ramsey, bro. Do what you got to do. You got money sitting down. Be smart with your money from this day on. If you haven't been smart for your money from day smart with your money from day one, and just continue to do what you do, you got your name already, bro. You can make something with your life. I hope you ain't been doing nothing crazy in the background, because the moment that you go against the man and go against the power, they will come after you, just like they're doing AB right now. Not saying AB is right for whatever happened in his life. If he was an asshole, he's an asshole. But they coming after him only because he's going after the power. Almost every NFL player is AB when it comes to these situations. Go ahead, Trey.
And speaking on AB, AB, you're taking the words out of my mouth. I don't even know what to say. you give, all right, you get cut on, you got cut last Friday. Granted, they had to cut you, but I know there's four or five teams in this NFL looking at you like, hey, AB, listen, the Patriots ain't want you. We need you, man. Why would you go and enroll in college, sir? You went and enrolled back to your college alma mater. And I get it. You need a degree to pursue whatever business or whatever career that your career plan that you want to work in your favor.
Yeah.
You had the best career that a man could ever want. And you were great at it.
Yeah.
You were great at it, AB. I'm not even gonna say were. You are great at it.
You are, okay, bro.
And I get it. I get it. These young ladies want a check. These young ladies want a check. Everybody wants a check. So whatever you did with your trainers on your own time is what you did with your trainers on your own time.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, make sure everybody that's a part of whatever you was doing, it's in the right order and it's taken care of. Because all it's going to do is cause commotion in your life. Now, look, you're out in the league. I saw the interview when you first got into New England and they first time interviewed you. The one thing I watched you say and I saw the real in your eyes, man, I'm just happy to be here doing something I love, and that's playing football.
Right?
Now it was taken away from you again. Now you deleted tweets about the owner. I mean, Robert Kraft deleted tweets about.
What did he say about Robert Kraft, though?
He got deleted. I just know he possibly, you know, he wasn't ridiculing him. He said, thank you for the opportunity, but
right.
I expected this to happen. Basically saying, the he say she say was gonna get him cut.
Okay.
So, yeah, AB. I feel. I don't know if when these teams come at you, and you're doing your online courses. I don't know if you're just gonna get up and be like, all right, yeah, I can drop these classes. You know, man, I only paid $35,000 for them. Ain't nothing. I can drop these courses. Why? Why would you even tweet that you're done with the NFL? Tweet you did leave up. You're done with the NFL and you show college enrollment class. You show that you're... I feel like you're mental right now. You have a whole bunch of yes men around you. That's what I feel. I personally feel like you have a whole bunch of yes men around you. And they just... Man, you saying F the NFL, and it's like, man, yeah, F the NFL.
Man, you going over and over again. $500? Can I go in? Can I go in, bro?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Do the thing.
Man. Go ahead, man. I don't know. I hate being this person, but did AB say anything wrong about the hypocrisy of the outrage of his allegations? The hypocrisy of his pay, of his guaranteed money being cut from his allegations and his conduct and his behavior. When we have an NFL owner who had allegations of being involved of sex
prostitution ring.
Sex trafficking, not just one woman, but a whole community of women being transported from one place to the next, sold from one place to the next, for men to have sex with them, men they never even seen in their life. The first time they see them, they are forced to have sex with them because they are a chattel to whatever power that whatever person have over them. And Robert Kraft was a part of that. He's still in the NFL. But he's the same man who could tell AB
hey, you had these allegations, and instead of, you know, being a quiet boy, you went and cursed the lady out, so we have to cut you, and we're going to keep our own guaranteed money. He's not saying anything false. However, if AB is actually being an asshole to women, privately, sexually assaulting them, and taking advantage of them, he should be reprimanded. But his words and his truth to what he said about the NFL and about these businesses and these sports organizations, it does not lose weight. The white quarterback didn't get his guarantee taken away. He got suspended. What is 4 weeks of pay when you are worth millions and millions and millions of dollars?
Preach, brother.
I'm just saying. I know a lot of people mad at AB. AB is being a a-hole. I get that. It does not matter. I mean, it does not diminish the fact that the NFL is being very, very dirty. Mike Vick got 2 years in jail for dogs fighting, while these doctors and lawyers and judges and politicians are going around the world just killing animals, taking pictures, posing, throwing up gang signs next to them. It was another player, I think it was a linebacker on the Falcons, like a year before, was found that he was fighting dogs himself. No suspension, no nothing. He just got fined. And Vic went to jail 2 years, for 2 years, and had to come back and apologize and be the poster boy. He had to be on his best behavior just to play the game that he loved. AB is right. I don't need NFL. I don't. The NFL wants me, as you can see. As you can see, I lost $19 million, and 3 hours later, the best team in the league said, hey, man, we can use your service. The team who just won the last 29. Two championships says, we can use your service on our team. Bruh, I got talent, man. I am my own company, bro. I don't need y'all. And he actually don't need them. He may want them for extra cash, but do he need them? No. But the NFL is dirty. They're going to make his life a living hell. And that's all I got to say about the AB situation. I would never talk about the sex allegations because you know how I am about that, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't like women being sexually assaulted. So I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't say he did. I can't say he don't. I can't say he did or he didn't. But at the end of the day, when it comes to his actions, hey, man, AB, you're a vice for life, my bro. Always. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to get into the next topic. Speaking of, I guess, assault, Young Dro. One that is not old enough to know who Young Dro is. Young Dro is one of T.I.'s best friends, actually, and
who is T.I.?
Former rapper. T.I. Harris, I don't know if you... Tip Harris, he's a rapper from Atlanta. I'm guessing you guys know who that is.
You talking about the dude from that reality show? The old dude.
Yes, sir.
The old dude from the reality show. That man ain't got no credit. Why are we talking about him? I don't think nobody know who this man is, man.
Young Dro. People know who Young Dro is. He used to rap. Okay. He's still a rapper in Atlanta. And he went... No, the reason why I'm speaking on it, because I found it comedic. He went to jail for smashing his pudding in his girlfriend's face.
What?
And I saw the video, because it was videoed.
Was it a knife? You know how it look,
no, you know how like you like you play with your girl, and you like can't play, girl. Like I threw the pudding at. It's like he kind of like this, and they arrested the man, and he went to jail.
Yeah,
for pudding.
Hey, I mean, Bill Cosby went to jail for pudding, so I mean.
Bill Cosby went to jail for spiking the pudding.
Yeah.
And beating up the pudding. Beating up the pudding.
Hey, one more topic for the show, man. Last topic.
All right. So, yes, the last topic I want to speak on is... Well, no. I got two. All right. I'm just do this one real quick, though. Nick Cannon swears off of monogamous relationships. The Nick Cannon, the wildin' out Nick Cannon. All right, so I'm going to quote what he said, and I'm going to speak on it really quickly. He said, and quote, "I think I would never be able to be with one woman again. Like, that's going to be tough for me. I did it in marriage. I was very faithful in my marriage the whole time I was married." All right. He was actually on the same guy I spoke with, TI, podcast called Expeditiously. He was on it, and he went into detail about it. Basically, he was saying that he has a love for women, but he doesn't want to be responsible for someone else's happiness. So he also did say he does not want to do polygamy either, but he doesn't want to be responsible for someone else's happiness. And I'm not even gonna lie, I felt that 1,000-fold. Like, it's hard to be responsible for your own happiness. So now, being married and with your partner, you could be having a great day, Wig. I know you could be having a good day, a beautiful day. Your day's going great. And then your wife comes home with negative energy from other people putting it on her, and the world just being hard on her, everything. And that's going to turn your happiness upside down unless you project your happiness onto her. And half the time, that doesn't work. Because when the women species see their partner or a male happy, it's like something goes off in their brain. Like, oh,
you better preach.
This dude happy? Hell nah. I'm mad. He mad.
You we better mad.
Yo, why I'm gonna be? So I got it when Nick Cannon said that. He's like, responsible for anyone else's happiness. And I also, I told my partner the same thing. Like, hey, listen, baby, you mad right now. You see me smiling, it's going to cause a problem for you. Let me walk up outside so you don't have to see me smiling until you're ready to smile. It doesn't work all the time, but it lets them know you need to be responsible for your own happiness.
Right.
How do you feel about that? When I listened to him, I was like, whoa.
I mean, like, first thing first, as far as his input on that subject, I commend him for being as transparent as he was, and I respect his decision on what he said. It's not easy to be responsible for someone else's happiness. I am not responsible for my wife's happiness. Me and Nick Cannon is not in the same position. Nick Cannon, when he was married to Mariah Carey, on his mind before he met Mariah Carey is making these millions. That was on his mind. So marriage had millions in the formula. When I met my wife, it wasn't, I need to make these millions on my mind. It was, I need to be happy. I need to be satisfied. I need to be successful in life. And that's what I found in my wife. So no, I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible for her happiness. I am responsible for my integrity. And my integrity when I met my wife was, every single day I'm going to try to make her smile. Every single day I'm going to be as goofy as possible so she could laugh no matter what the day brings her. And if she don't laugh, if I don't succeed at making her laugh or making her smile, I ain't pissed off, because once again, I'm not responsible for her happiness. She have a choice to be happy or not. But I know for a fact that there's another sunrise, and that is my sunrise, that I have another opportunity to do it again. So he didn't find that in his wife. I found that in my wife. It's not my responsibility to make her happy, but goddamn, it's my responsibility to be to keep my integrity. And my integrity to my wife is to do whatever I can to make every step seem as if it's on a rose petal, bro. So I can't fully agree with Nick Cannon. But at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what happened at my wife's job. They pissed her off. Shit, she might come home and piss me off.
but I get it. Mm. And we're going to get through that shit together. He's divorced now. Mm. Of course a divorced man ain't trying to say, you know, he might change 3 years from now. But of course a divorced man is not thinking about being with one woman again. Because one woman is the reason why he had to go through all these lawyers and court fees and all these hearings. Love got him that. Love with one woman got him that. And his mind is not being with one woman again. And his mind is just being happy for himself every single day. Eventually, it's going to change again. It might not change back to marriage, but it will change to what he just said from now. He's a grown man and he is smart. So I do respect Nick Cannon. But folks, that is our show for today. Remember, our social media handles, Twitter is at SG Podcast 305, Instagram, Sporting Goods Podcast, and Facebook is Sporting Goods Podcast as well in the search bank. On your boy Wig and my co-host.
It's your boy Trey.
True that. You can D.
How to do.
And we'll see y'all next week, man. Appreciate y'all for y'all support and y'all love.
For shizzle.